Senator Rod Grams has a focused policy message for Americans in Minnesota and beyond.
First of all, Americans, I believe, are way overtaxed.
His conviction is the centerpiece of congressional Republicans' post-impeachment program, focused on a 10% income tax reduction. Grams is going to be one of the GOP's leading voices on the issue. In addition to a rollback in rates, Grams is ready for tax reform, such as a flat tax or a national sales tax.
We have one of the most complicated, archaic, outdated, unfair, counterproductive, tax systems in the world. You can't, put lipstick on a pig and make it pretty, and we can't do much to this tax code anymore to try and make it a better one. So what we basically need to do is take a bold step and pull the IRS out by the roots and basically replace it with a system that is simple, fair, and easy to understand.
Grams has been reluctant to talk about possible fallout from the Senate trial, saying Senate rules prohibit discussion of the specifics. And even as impeachment has been occupying much of the Senate's time, in the background, the budget debate, including what to do with a massive tax surplus, has already begun. The White House doesn't want an across-the-board tax cut, saying shoring up Social Security is more important. Democratic pollster Celinda Lake thinks the fact Clinton likely won't be removed from office is affecting the GOP's agenda.
One of the reasons the Republicans are really pushing tax cuts is because they feel that the failure of the impeachment process will anger their right wing. Their right wing, who still wants this president convicted, and it's 25% of the population, while the rest of America is absolutely disgusted with this and wants to move on. Also are the people that really, really want a tax cut. So I think they're also trying to energize their base.
Lake's polls show most Americans blame House managers for keeping the impeachment process going. Republican polls also indicate that the GOP has lost voter confidence in many key areas, although they may hold a slight advantage on tax issues. Democrats hope voters will take their impeachment resentment to the polls in 2000, but David Keene, chairman of the American Conservative Union, predicts that impeachment as an issue will fade.
Right now, the Congress and the White House are moving to a major battle over the size and shape of the federal government. And the year 2000 election is going to be far more influenced by that battle than it is by the question of how you define some of the terms that Bill Clinton used in his various depositions and his testimony before the grand jury, or whether or not he's actually president.
The people who feel strongly either way about removing Bill Clinton from office tend to be the core members of both political parties. Conservative Republicans say that many members of Congress who support convicting President Clinton are acting on principle, something they say is always a good political move. But Minnesota Democrats plan to use impeachment as an issue in year 2000 races. Dick Sinise is the chair of the Minnesota DFL party.
In terms of our House delegation, we have Representative Gutnick, who voted for all four articles of impeachment. His colleague, Representative Ramstad, only voted for two of them. And I think that just goes to show how kind of out of touch for Minnesotans and how beholden Representative Gutnick really is to that far right. I think Senator Grams needs to do a better job of representing Minnesotans. In Minnesota, we say that what the president did was wrong. He oughtn't have done it. It doesn't lead to impeachment. Let's censure and move on. And Senator Grams would do well to heed that.
But former Republican gubernatorial candidate Alan Quist says any negative fallout over impeachment will be countered by renewed motivation of the party faithful.
Well, there clearly is a political risk, but the Republicans have done well in the past when they have been willing to take risks, and I would just cite as an example of that, clearly the 10-point contract with America was a huge political risk, but it told a lot of people that the Republicans stood for something. Consequently, in the elections, the Republicans did very, very well. And I think the principle here is exactly the same.
But in the end, as the Senate election campaign draws closer, money may be more important than the impeachment trial. Democratic pollster Lake says House members are more closely associated with impeachment proceedings than senators, and that senators' bigger campaign budgets will let them explain impeachment votes in advertising if need be. That could put Senator Grahams in a difficult spot. An analysis of Senate campaign funds done recently by the Capitol Hill newspaper Roll Call found Grahams at the bottom of the heap among senators up for re-election in 2000, with less than $200,000 in his campaign account. Roll Call political reporter John Mercurio says little money now sets the stage for a tough race.
What it does is it draws potential challengers into the campaign, into the race. It encourages them to run. Party leaders, Democratic Party leaders, can turn to people like Tim Penny, a former representative who's been talking about running, and say, look, this guy is beatable. This guy has only got $200,000 in his bank account. We can raise that much for sure. We can probably surpass him.
Election watchers note that Grahams is a first-time senator who won his seat in a very Republican-friendly year. His vote on removing the president will be known soon. Whether it hurts him or helps him keep his seat won't be clear until the election. For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Emily Harris in Washington.